You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I need a new blockbuster attraction.
It's a guaranteed blockbuster.
Blockbuster production with a devilishly unpredictable plot.
Did somebody say blockbuster?
Okay, right now I'd like to introduce a blockbuster of a talent.
I am your host.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the blockbuster show that is us. It is Wednesday, May 8th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morn.
A good morning, Nick.
Oh, good morning.
How's everybody feeling today?
Good. Bad.
How much would you pay for a really good pineapple, Coriel?
I don't know. I don't really buy them. I did eat a lot of pineapple yesterday, though, and the things that, like, I already made. That's weird that you say that.
Interesting.
I don't even know how much they cost.
I wonder what the normal pineapple
I have
costs.
No idea.
I
would go, I guess, $5. I don't know.
$3.19
okay.
is the average price for a pineapple.
Sure.
At Hy-Vee right now.
Truly, I would rather spend the what seems like so much more money for what it is. Those little, sorry, Hy-Vee, no shade, but those little cuts that they do in the produce section where they like already cut up
the watermelon or the cantaloupe or the pineapple
in this case.
I do that with celery all the time.
It's always so expensive compared to what buying the whole object would have been.
You're just doing it yourself.
Yeah, I know.
$5 for a thing of celery.
It's like six or more, or definitely more, I think, for some of that stuff. It's crazy.
I actually have these big stickers on them. One says five, one says six.
Sure.
There you go. That's the way it works. There's a fruit company, of course, you might have heard of Del Monte.
Yes.
They unveiled this back in January, but it was only available in China. Now we can get it here. It's called the Ruby Glow Pineapples.
Okay.
And the only remarkable thing about them is they're just slightly red on the outside, which makes it just a little bit different. They're described the inside as bright yellow and has a sweet flavor to it so pretty much like a regular pineapple. Del Monte describes the taste as similar to their normal ones, but pineapple snobs might argue it's not normal. It's a new hybrid that's supposed to be sweeter and slightly less bitter. Huh.
What the heck?
Pineapples?
I didn't know pineapple was bitter.
It has a little bit of a bitter taste.
Huh. Okay.
If you think about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of a tart. Bitter/tart.
Okay.
So they're selling this pineapple for $400.
Wow.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot different about this pineapple other than what I just said about it, that it's sweeter and slimmer.
It must just be the cost that goes into it to, like, make it this weird pink color, like where they might grow it?
They just can't.
Scarcity?
It's the scarcity part of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's like only selling like 5,000 of them this year and just 3,000 next year. So they're like, hey, if you want to get in on this pineapple, you need to get in on this pineapple now. Give us $400.
Huh.
I would never spend that much money on a pineapple.
What would you food-wise spend that much money on?
$400? China buffet? I guess, maybe a Chinese buffet.
Mongolia?
My entire neighborhood or something.
If you're going to throw a party.
Yeah.
There's like a certain point when you spend enough money on food that you're just like, what did I just do? Like, why? Why?
Why
you
did
know,
I just
like,
spend
yeah.
that money?
Like, I've bought a steak before that was $100, and I was mad at myself about it. It was a great steak. Don't get me wrong.
But just not worth the $100.
But I was like, man.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I buy consistently that makes me cringe is, number one, those cuts of like the fruits that are already cut for you,
because you're like, ugh, price tag.
I'm one of those things where I'm like, I could just buy it and do it myself, but this is so much quicker.
The convenience of it. Yeah,
I know, they get you good there. But the other thing is the Smart, I think they're called Smart Sweets is the brand, and it's a candy that is fairly healthy for you. They usually have very, very low sugar and low fat, low carb, high in fiber, that type of thing. So for someone who's maybe has dietary restrictions, or you might even be trying to like lose weight or something like that.
Oh, okay.
If you have a sweet tooth, it's really good because then you can eat them a little more so actually guilt-free. But the thing is, usually those bags of them are like $3.50 or something like that. And you get like
interesting
a handful maybe.
Okay.
So I always feel, I don't know, I feel like I'm getting kind of duped a little bit when I go to buy those.
We went to Nebraska Furniture Mart yesterday because we were looking at a new bed set, and it was the shareholders thing with Berkshire Hathaway that was still going on, like sales and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they have like a See's Candies section.
Okay.
Where you can get all kinds of the See's candy. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, this $5 chocolate bar, do I really need it? But I did.
But you do.
They had a sugar-free dark chocolate. And I'm like, do I want to spend the money on this? But yeah, you kind of had to spend the money on it.
I think the biggest, the craziest thing I learned about pineapples recently, beyond this pink pineapple thing for $400,
yeah,
is the, so when you eat pineapple, does it ever like make your mouth tingle kind of?
I don't think so.
Oh, it makes my mouth tingle.
Interesting.
Like if you eat a bunch of it, you can notice it a little more.
Like allergic to it, maybe?
No, people are realizing, it was explained on the internet recently, that there's like little like microbes, or there's something you call them, in the pineapple that basically resemble little needles, sort of.
Oh, wow.
And it's called the enzyme complex called bromelain, and it breaks down some of the mucus in your saliva that protects the lining of your like oral cavity.
Mm.
And then that's what gives it like the the acidity of the pineapple juice can actually break through that barrier in that way and then make your like mouth prickle and like tingle.
Oh, okay. Be careful with your lips like that, because
my lips are fine.
Okay.
They're fine.
All right, let's get to today's show.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
They're going to their corners. We're going to pick a side between James and Kendra in today's couple therapy at 720. We've got a, well, I'll be damned, the kids are right stories, and explain the B story to you and give you a chance to win some tickets. We also have a big announcement from the Lead Center, and the Nitty Gritty's on the way, brought to you by Nutrition Authority.
One door closes and the same one opens again. FGL House becomes Bell Bottoms Up. Luke Bryan explains why he's prone to falling in Reba's new sitcom.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. I told you yesterday, Florida Georgia Line's FGL House there in Nashville was shutting down, reportedly to make room for a different bar. And the rumor was a bar for Lainey Wilson.
Okay.
That report is now confirmed. Yesterday, she announced the location would be the new home to Bell Bottoms Up Bar from Lainey Wilson. Quote, I'm so excited to announce Bell Bottoms Up, which will be opening later this summer. I've always wanted to create a destination for all my fans to create, to visit and create new memories in the heart of Music City. So to have a permanent destination in Nashville is such a dream come true. I can't wait for all of my wild horses to get to experience my home away from home. That's at 123rd Avenue South, Nashville. So if you've ever been, been to FGL House, it's exactly where it is. It's basically lower Broadway, much closer to like the Cumberland River.
More bright and glitzy and all ready to go for you, hopefully.
I'm sure.
Soon. Yeah.
Luke Bryan appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live Monday night, and Kimmel fired some shots about Bryan's apparent clumsiness on stage. His frequent falls is what were addressed. In fact, Kimmel played a video of Luke's greatest slips featuring a montage of his stage falling, and Luke had an explanation. He wanted to refute some online rumors at the same time, because he says, quote, you check the comments, there's 9 out of 10 comments that point to me being drunk. So he went on to actually explain that is not the case.
I mean, I'm a 6'2", you know, I'm up there trying to do Michael Jackson moves in too big of a frame. And when you add water to a stage and slick cowboy boots, you go down
it's
hard.
It's a bet.
Same, Luke, same.
Yeah. I can imagine that doesn't feel good either.
No.
Ugh. Reba's working on a new sitcom called Happy's Place, and ahead of The Voice's first season 25 live show, she shared a few key details.
Now that we're back with Melissa Peterman and Rex Lynn, my boyfriend, and wonderful, wonderful cast and crew. We had such a good time doing the pilot. We can't wait to go back.
I just love the way she's my boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
Because she's just got that voice.
My boyfriend.
It's fantastic.
The show is going to star Reba as a woman who inherits her father's restaurant after he dies. Oh. She also finds out her new business partner is a half-sister she never knew about.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coriel with Kix 96.9.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. I've been waiting
on some. What is good in your world? You can tell us on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. We will add it to the show. Coriel, what's your good thing today?
This good thing is truly magic. So a couple from New Mexico found a genie lamp in Texas as a part of like a treasure games contest.
Okay.
So, you know, they're actually looking for this thing. Winning a prize of either $1 million or three wishes valued at $1.2 million. So this couple chose the wishes, using them to donate to charity, buy a motel for a renovation, and acquire a new van for travels with their dogs. Inspired by their win, their plan to start their own treasure hunt game, designed to be more accessible and enjoyable, with a starting prize of $5,000, is in the mix, too. So I guess it's just like this, it's an entire game that can anyone can throw or like put on, basically.
Okay.
But it's an actual game. It's called Treasure Games. And first of all, we need something like that here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
That'd be fantastic.
But I also think it's really cool that this couple didn't just take the $1 million, although they could have taken that $1 million and just done the things that they already did, I guess, sort of with the with the choosing their wishes thing, but
right. That
they chose to partially give back and then also kind of start a dream of theirs. It looks like renovating a motel and then a new van to travel around with their dogs. I just think it's cool that they kind of chose a happy medium that helps kind of everybody plus themselves, and I just love that notion a little bit. So
that's good.
Yeah, what a cool experience.
I agree. Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, there was like a tiny little island off of Scotland. It's really tiny. It's like an outcrop of rocks, basically. And about 14 years ago, a sailor was going by it and looks over, and there's 15 garden gnomes just standing on it. Like, what?
Okay.
Where'd those come from? And then over time, there's now hundreds of them on this island, this little rock island thing, and they call it Gnome Island. And like in the local lore, they have all these like local stories about why there's just these random gnomes on this rock island. And like,
oh, I bet it's crazy.
Yeah, it's all like, you know, trying to escape the garden center, and they got stuck on the island. And during the day, they have to pretend like they can't move and all that stuff. But it's really funny because like as you're going by, you just look over and it's these just like green
bunch
rocks.
Of gnomes.
And then there's just gnomes chilling on these rocks. There's hundreds of them just chilling. And they're spaced.
So strange.
It's not like they're just like stacked on top of each other either. They're spaced like they're doing stuff. Like it's really fun.
They're up to something. What'd be really crazy is if like every day you go out there and they're like in different positions.
Just a little different spot.
A different thing that they're doing that day.
Yeah, so Gnome Island.
Gnome Island. All right. Well, that's definitely a place to go visit if you get a chance to. My good thing is a thing called Women Build 2024, and it's Habitat for Humanity of Lincoln. And last year, they raised over $65,000 by bringing Lincoln women together from all different aspects of life to help volunteer their time to build shelters, raise funds to help cover the cost of building, and brought attention to the issues of affordable housing in our community. And the Women's Build is continuing on, and you can be a part of it if you'd like to. Our good friend Deanna Waltz is the director of that, and if you go to lincolnhabitat.org, you can volunteer, you can donate, there's all kinds of different things. There's no experience required at all. You can actually go and help out and build houses, whether it be from the ground up. I mean, like everything that has to happen to have a house be built, you will be a part of it. And they have various states in which they're doing that. And I think this weekend,
awesome.
Saturday, they're working on a house this weekend. So if you'd like to be a part of it, Women Build 2024 is underway. Again, lincolnhabitat.org. Just a cool thing to do and a great way to give back to our community.
Neat.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
So yesterday we had Seth and Melody on Dinner with Dumbum, and Seth would not pay more than 15% for his tips. He doesn't do that. Unless they go above and beyond, like what we say, like tassels and sparklers and whatever else, if they were willing to go above and beyond, then maybe he'd give them 16% or 17%.
He was pretty much set on that. He wouldn't tip anymore unless it was really, really crazy good. And she had formerly worked in the service industry, so it just was not, it wasn't a match.
And he said
it wasn't that he didn't tip at all.
He just tip fatigue. Everything's got a tip attached to it. And so he's like, 15%, that's it.
So then we decided to ask you, how about let's flip the script here, and you tell us on the other side of things in the service industry, what is the worst, like, tip stiff you've ever gotten, or like the worst experience you've had with a customer in that way. Matthew said, I had someone write the word nothing on the tip line, and then, thanks for the pen, and they took my pen.
Oh, that's just a jerk move. That is terrible.
Megan says, it wasn't me, but a girl I worked with once came in late because she got pulled over and got a ticket, and a customer heard her telling why she was late and tipped her $50 because she was upset. He wanted to cheer her up. The manager overheard that she got tipped and made her put it in the register because tips weren't allowed.
Oh Lord. Wow. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Terrible.
That's crazy.
Hannah says, when I was bartending, I got tipped $1 on an order of 40, that's 40, lemon drop shots with sugar and a lemon wedge on each rim, along with 4 to 5 drinks.
Holy crap. And
that's a lot of work.
$1.
Oh my God. That's terrible.
I'm sorry. That would make me smack someone.
Yeah. You're like, seriously? I'm going to knock all these drinks out of your hand.
That's like the equivalent of leaving the one penny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very similar.
Here's
a single dollar bill for like 45 things that I just made you. Okay.
Adam says, New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day. If you've been in the business, you understand that those two nights, especially, there's a lot of adult babysitting.
Yeah.
And Katie says, I have served for longer than I care to admit and call these nights amateur nights.
Yes. Yes.
Because they can't handle themselves.
So these sort of kind of relate. Sherry says, some guy told me don't eat yellow snow. He said that was my tip.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like something my dad would say, tip.
I could see Storm doing that.
Here's a tip for you. Pull your pants up. Wear your belt tighter. Okay. Michelle, so this refers to the snow comment. Michelle says, I delivered for a new Pizza Hut location in Omaha for a while. We had an order that had to go 20 minutes away in a snowstorm. And I was driving a 97 Camry in like 2013. Needless to say, they were mad it took 40 minutes. And I was the only driver that night. They only rounded up the change and it was at least $30. So they did like all, they fought tooth and nail through the snowstorm and then just got like basically nothing.
Practically
nothing. Kaylee's is pretty crazy too. Okay. She says, I once babysat 3 kids for 5 hours and was paid $10. I also worked a large party inside a clubhouse by myself, tons of leftover food, but was never offered to get a plate. And it was open bar all night, and I didn't get a single tip, not even from the organization hosting the party.
Okay, Kaylee, your big mistake right there, just get a plate. Like, I'm just going to eat.
At that rate, yes, I would have grabbed 2 full bottles of liquor,
yeah,
a plate to go,
the back room.
And cut out early.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya. You can tell us your worst moment with people in the customer service area on Facebook.
Yeah, if you've been in the service industry, any of those real big slights, the tip stiffs that you're like, are you kidding me?
Like, we hate them then. But
sorry
now
that it happened to you, but yeah, you can share it now. On the Morning Show Facebook page, KX Mornings.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
What's Trending is brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
5 years ago, the Boy Scouts of America started allowing girls to join the organization, and now they're changing their name. A rebranding to Scouting America was announced yesterday, with the name change officially taking place on February 8th, the 115th anniversary of the organization. Roger A. Crone, the president and chief executive officer of Scouting America, said in a news release that, quote, this will be a simple but very important evolution as we seek to ensure that everyone feels welcome in scouting. The organization says it already has over 176,000 girls in its programs, including 6,000 who've earned the rank of Eagle Scout.
We actually know one of the Eagle Scouts from Nebraska, actually.
Who?
She's done very well. Just a friend of ours.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool.
So okay. She was very excited to be a part of Scouting America. Her brothers had all done it, like 3 brothers cool. in a row, and she's like, "Well, I want to do it," and so she's an Eagle Scout now. So just that's very, very cool.
Our former co-host Liz, who sits in every once in a while, she made a stink way back when she was younger because she refused to join Girl Scouts. She wanted to be a Boy Scout.
Good there for her. Go. That's awesome. Well, Snoop Dogg is transitioning from performing at the Super Bowl to having his own college bowl game.
What?
The Grammy-winning hip-hop legend announced he and his beverage line, Gin & Juice, will sponsor the Arizona Bowl in December. making it the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
What? Nice.
That's the name of the entire
Those are bowl. Delicious, by the way.
That's the Gin and Juices?
Yeah.
I've heard they're good.
Oh, they're awesome. I would highly recommend.
The Arizona Bowl is the first college bowl game to partner with an alcohol brand. In case you're not familiar, like Nick is, Gin and Juice, a gin-based cocktail. And it is the first product from Dr. Dre and Snoop's Premium Spirits Company. The brand also was a sponsor at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. Nice. So shout out Snoop and Dre.
That's cool.
Get yourself some Gin and Juice. Get ready for the Arizona Bowl. I'm sure that'll be on ESPN. Because they have all the bowl games.
Sweet.
On December 28th.
What?
America saved from team legend. You made it, Brian. Brian Olsen. We've got a rock star in the semifinals from Nebraska, everybody.
From Nebraska, Brian Olsen. Yeah. Continuing to impress America. As we all voted him into the semifinals of The Voice.
Link on.
He posted on Facebook, America! Thank you to each and every one of you that took the time to vote for me into the top 9. This was actually the first time like we could all vote on who stayed and who went home. Yeah. And, of course, Nebraska stepped up because that's what we do. Whenever there's a poll or something to vote on, we always jump to it. And he was one of the best singers of the night. So, once again, Brian Olsen from Lincoln, Nebraska continues on the show. And if you didn't get a chance to vote for him this time around, it'll come back again on Monday. You'll have from Monday evening till Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. to vote for it. It's super simple. You can do it online at the Voice site on NBC.com. You can do it with the Voice app, too. Just hit that button and then hit vote and boom, you're done. And get to help out one of our own.
Awesome.
Dude, I hope he keeps going.
I do, too.
I love the energy.
He's one of the best, most energetic characters on the show, too. So
yeah, he does a nice job.
It's exciting, and that's what everybody's going to be talking about today. As it works in radio, sometimes people can get in, and other times they can't. And we were all set to do couples therapy with James and Kendra. Unfortunately, Kendra had an emergency and could not be on the show.
It happens.
This morning.
That's okay.
That's what happens with live radio. So
that's okay.
We will try to get James and Kendra on next week with couples
therapy.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
They're not off scot-free.
Oh, no, they're not. Because this is a very interesting conversation that they'd like us to have. So
we're definitely going
to
bug them again.
We'll bring James and Kendra back. Give them a second chance next week. If they don't come on next week, then we're going to cut them.
That's okay.
But other than that, this is one of our favorites, hopefully one of yours with couples therapy. Imagine having to give up one of your favorite things. That is a debate in today's couples therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And it was Cindy who reached out to us to get them on the show today. Good morning, Cindy.
Hey. Hi. Morning. Thanks for keeping me, guys.
Hey,
no,
you bet.
You got it.
What can we do for you?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this has been such a sore spot for me and my husband for a while. So my husband, Kurt, and I, we have this favorite restaurant that we like to go to. We hide away at, and we go there a lot. I mean, a lot to eat. And we get drinks with friends, and we just to shake off the day. You know, we love it on the weekends. So seriously, we go, you guys, we go like every week.
Okay.
So I don't want to say where we go because I don't want to cause it.
Okay. Shoot. Yeah, that's fine. So, I appreciate that.
Yeah, a craft show. You know what I mean?
You know what? Okay. An S show. So, yeah, I get what you're saying.
The owner of this place, the owner is very out there on Twitter and Facebook, and it's almost always about politics.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the owner is there, and he openly talks about his stuff with the clients of it and
the world.
And the restaurant people. And you know, I just don't agree with the majority of it, and I don't think that he should be preaching to people.
Mm.
People understand and they love the food and you know, mm-hmm. I love the environment. It's a great spot to see our friends, but it's hard for me to enjoy it now because apparently he's constantly putting it in our face,
mm-hmm.
and I think we should stop going there.
Oh,
because I can't support their views. Yeah, and I shouldn't support their business, and it's a shame, really. But my husband, this is the problem. My husband is totally okay with it. He just thinks it's fine and dandy with it. He doesn't care. We keep going.
All right. Well, let's bring
him on,
Kurt, in to get his side of things. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. But hold on, because you are getting all the details here. Okay. Like, I think this person is an absolute moron. I'm not disagreeing at all. She's making it sound like I can relate to him, but I really don't.
Okay.
I just think that a person can feel, think, say whatever they want, as long as they're making good food and they've got good local beers in there. I don't mind going.
Okay.
You know, if my friends are there, I don't mind putting money into it. I'm just going to go and enjoy my time and ignore that because, again, the food's good.
Sure.
Beer's good. Company's good. And it's been our spot for years. Mm. Like, I do agree. It's a little much.
Yeah, that can probably get annoying.
Yes, I get that.
But you can separate the two.
Yeah. They've never treated us differently. Like, it's always been, as far as, you know, providing a service, he's never treated us poorly.
Sure.
They just happen to be annoying about their political views very publicly. We all know people like that. Like, that's, you know, it could be irritating, but I don't think it's worth stopping going to the spot, going to forever.
Okay.
All right.
So the debate at hand is Cindy thinks you need to stop going there because of what he's...
So don't go to the restaurant anymore. You don't believe in the views and...
Don't think you should support
the business. Yeah. Or, Kurt, you should be able to separate it, still frequent the business, and be able to have a disagreeing
opinion. And Nick, you were going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, like, as people call in, because I have a feeling we'll have a lot of listeners that have thoughts on this, like, and I appreciate that these guys aren't getting into their views and they're not getting into where this restaurant is or whatever, but, like, depending on what it is that they're doing and saying could totally influence how you feel about this. You know what I mean?
Like, that's why it influences me.
Yes. That's and there's a few places, like I could think off the top of my head a couple spots that I like in town that I just haven't gone in over a year just because I can't stand the owner of it. You know? Like that's what it is. That's part of it. And that happens.
And I understand, honey, that like this is the place we've been going forever. But it's like it's gotten out of control, and it's really starting to affect how I feel when we go there. And I so disagree with all of his hoopla and his politics. And it's like I can't support it anymore.
Well, ever since we brought you guys on here, the phone has been ringing.
So let's hear what we got. I'm excited about this.
Bring it on.
Yeah, we'll bring in People's Court. So just hang on here.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
And you all can chime in on what you think in today's couples therapy. You're picking a side.
Team Cindy, stop going. Don't support the business. Or Team Kurt, keep going. Keep that stuff separate.
Just ignore it.
Let us know how you feel and what side you're on with today's couples therapy on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. It's couples therapy, and if you're just joining us, the issue at hand is between Cindy and Kurt. Cindy was the one who reached out to us about this because they have a favorite restaurant that they love to go to and eat and drink and hang with their friends and shake off the day. But the owner of the place is very out there on Twitter and Facebook and is almost always talking politics.
Mm. Well, it sounds like they do it in the restaurant, too.
I was going to get to that. The owner also says the owner talks about this stuff amongst the people there by preaching at people.
Yeah, Coriel, he was getting to that.
I was getting to it.
Why don't you calm it? Calm it down, Coriel.
Just add into
just
the conversation.
Pipe up until I get done. No, I'm just kidding. they love always going talking. There, but Cindy's feeling like maybe they should stop going there because of this constant political preaching that's going on.
Yeah.
That they shouldn't support a place like this and
some people
the views
feel
that they
way.
Have. Kurt's like, you know what? Just block it out. The guy's an absolute moron. It sounds like she's trying to say that Kurt relates to him, but he doesn't.
Have either of you ever not gone to a place because you can't stand something like this? or like stopped watching something, or JP Coriel, either of you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
I've thought, and it usually isn't based on their views necessarily. It's usually just based on them as a person, how they conduct themselves.
Right. Yeah.
But there has been a situation. I think it also is kind of different. Like for me, just having a different political opinion and a difference in opinion is one thing, but if it becomes to a point where you're being outrightly like, if it's like egregious and you're saying very out of pocket things, if you're actively talking about wanting to harm a certain group of people or like overtly racist and things, like I don't deal with that. I think it's, if you're being malicious and gross, I'm not going to do it. But if you just have a different opinion,
I've stopped going to a place because, they were very negative in multiple different avenues on social media, and then also to people in the place too. Hmm. So I've definitely,
like, Iowa. That's what you're talking about.
yeah, I do avoid Iowa as much as possible. Yeah. And we wanted to know from you, what side are you on? Are you on Team Cindy? They should stop going there and supporting somebody like that, or Team Kurt? Let's just ignore it and enjoy our food and drinks with our friends, and the guy can just preach all he wants, and he's just not preaching to the choir. What do you think? Hi, Kix.
I think they should find a way to maybe talk to the owner, and it's not so much that they disagree with their beliefs, it's just that they don't want to hear about them.
Okay. Hi, Kix, what do you think?
So, I'm a small business owner myself, and both have differing views politically than I do, and I just smile and nod and go ahead with it. You should definitely confront the business owner, just let them know, hey, my wife is ready to leave your guys. We spend so much money here. You should consider changing what you do.
There's been, and that actually has been kind of a resounding message that we're seeing on social media, too, from our listeners.
On Facebook, KX969, Mackenzie says, Team Kurt, there's always the potential for conflicting views and big topics, hell, even little topics, but flip the script. If she was trying to run a business and someone even caught wind that you had a conflicting view from you and quit supporting you, it's kind of petty in my opinion, which, another point, is my opinion. Nobody has to agree with, I'm entitled to agree, but I'm entitled to state it. And then William says, Team Kurt, good food is more important.
Good food is more important. I like it.
Hi, Kix, what do you think?
Hi, I'm on the guy's side, that they should still go to the restaurant.
How come?
Well, what makes the world go round is people having different opinions. And this is something, like, politics is such a hot topic, but you still need to support those small businesses regarding their views. That's like saying, if I like the color purple and you don't, that we're not going to be friends anymore. That's just ridiculous. Different opinions make the world go round.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm. Rev J on Facebook as well, KX969. Team Kurt, get over the conflict and enjoy a meal. Social media free, put the phones down. Anna, Kurt, if she didn't know the owner's political views, then it wouldn't be an issue. You know, that also kind of brings up a point when Rev J said to put the phone down, social media free. I wonder if this, like, so I wonder if the owner maybe pulled back on the, like, openly, loudly preaching about it, sort of, like, in the business, if it would be different than just taking it to social media. Because, like, you know, if you...
Yeah, because if he's not doing it while everybody else is eating and drinking and having a good time...
Unless you're doing it from the actual...
Yeah.
Restaurant just, page, I guess.
Yeah.
But.
I was just going to say, like, I'm guessing whoever this is that we're talking about, usually if an owner is as outgoingly loud about their politics as what they're talking about, they're not changing anytime soon.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No. We all know those people.
And they shouldn't, I mean, and to that point, maybe they shouldn't change, you know? It's like, that's their own thing. Like, if they want to discuss these things out loud, that's their right, you know? I mean, they're ultimately going to have to make that decision if they want to try to tone it down in the actual restaurant or not.
So Cindy and Kurt have been talking in the background here. So let's bring you actually on the radio with everybody now. Cindy, what were you saying?
I said he shouldn't have to change his point of view, but sometimes he gets way out of control. And so how it makes me feel, it's all about how I feel when I'm in that restaurant. It's kind of lost its sparkle for me because it's like, I just want to have a big mute button and go, eh. You know, it's like,
you are the customer. People sometimes take those for granted.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, so it kind of like puts a shadow over our evening because it's like, because it's starting to be really,
negative, and there's so many negative things out in the world these days, and it's just like, I don't want that. I don't want that when I don't want to have the lines crossed when I'm, like, out to have a good time. And it's starting to get that way.
Gotcha. Kurt, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I get that, and I don't, again, think he's necessarily right. I just think when you go out to a public place when it's crowded, you're going to hear people's conversations, political or otherwise. Right? So, you know, we don't agree with this guy. We might be seated next to someone else we don't agree with. It doesn't change the fact that the food's good, and when we're with our friends, it's a good time. Okay. You know, I just don't think we should stop going based off. Everyone's got a weird political view one way or the other these days. It's, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of all over the place.
You can't avoid it. I feel like you just can't avoid it no matter what you do. So.
On Facebook, there's a little support here coming in for Team Cindy, by the way, Michaela and Chelsea. Then an overarching opinions are like, well, let's just say holes on your body. Everyone's got one.
Nice, nice.
Nick?
I was going to say, this whole thing kind of reminds me of like the Oscars, how the viewership is so down. Because, you know, you're getting preached at, all that kind of stuff. And that's how you can, hopefully, maybe a lot of people, for the ones who don't watch it, change it. But, like, it's interesting because for a lot of times, for the customer, that's the only opportunity you have to try to create that change, you know, is by not going. So it's a tough deal. Like, yeah. I'm more, I think, on his side, like, just ignore it. Like, I don't care. Like, just leave me alone. I'm going
to
eat and enjoy it.
Right? Like, De Niro likes to throw stuff out.
And it's that important to me because I can't have the bleed. I can't have, like, the crossover because it's like there's entertainment and fun and then all of a sudden you got this weird douchebag walking in the door and he's like, wah, 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 and you're like, okay,
oh,
wah,
man.
Wah,
I'm
wah,
picturing like a specific one right now. This is funny.
Wait, the wah, wah, wah line, that was from Charlie Brown, right?
Yes, okay. that is from Charlie Brown.
The teacher.
You know a little bit about Charlie Brown.
Right. Well, to wrap it up, I do think, I think this would be a fun sort of happy medium for you guys. It came in from KC Optimist on Twitter.
Ooh.
They say, keep going, but make it a drinking game. Every time the owner talks politics, you take a shot.
Oh, wow.
Nice. My gosh, we'd walk out of there wasted.
You're going to need an Uber every single time. Well, Cindy, Kurt, thank you for being on the show. I don't think there's a clear-cut winner in this, but it does bring up a good conversation amongst folks on how to handle this kind of situation.
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
Win. Thanks for taking my call, you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, Kurt's like, I didn't win.
If I was keeping tally, I think I might have won by like one.
There you go.
Well, we'll let you guys debate that, and you can listen back to the show and the podcast and fight it. But we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thank you guys. You're awesome. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So when 3-year-old North Carolina girl began complaining about a monster living in her bedroom, her parents wrote it off as a result of her having recently watched Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, they're like, all right, you know, we kind of thought, maybe this would happen.
Dad, yeah. There's a monster in my room.
It's like, playing out the movie.
They're like, chill, it's just Mike Wazowski or Sully.
Mike,
you're fine.
Sully. They're both nice guys. That's the thing.
That's great.
It was really good, Nick. That was great. That was a good Roz. The problem was they did find out their daughter wasn't imagining things, and it was much bigger than a monster. The issue was...
Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere!
Bees?
God, yeah. Bees.
They started noticing in the attic a lot of bees.
Wait, say that again?
The attic.
No.
Attic?
It's an attic.
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 Yeah. Addict is someone who's like addicted to like a substance or something, or addicted to something.
Why am I...
This might be like a helicopter thing.
It is. It's
after noticing bees in the attic.
There we go.
Addict.
Attic.
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 So there was bees in the roof. Directly swarming directly over their daughter's room.
Oh my lordy. And my Lanta.
They called an exterminator who found the hive in the wall that measured from the floor to the ceiling. Inside the hive were approximately 65,000 bees.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No. No. Flamethrow it. You actually live somewhere else now. That's not your home anymore. That's the bees home.
You leave.
Yeah.
You move.
It's the bees.
The exterminator said, I knew they were there. It's just a matter of where they were making their hive.
Found
and
although it
was able to rid the family of their bee problem, they now have another monster to deal with. A huge bill. It cost about $20,000 to repair the damage caused by the bees.
Oh, my God.
And none of it's covered under their homeowner's insurance.
Really? They don't have like a...
Not a
infestation
bee?
Something?
Apparently not.
That Man. Seems okay. Not okay, but that's... What?
Yeah. So
it's not covered by homeowner's insurance?
It's not under their homeowner's insurance. Maybe it is somewhere else, but not in North Carolina. Mm. And so now...
So turns out their three-year-old was right.
Right. There was monsters in the walls.
Lurking.
That's funny.
And so we thought we'd ask you guys about the times your kids actually were right about something.
Yeah, the times your kids were actually right about something. You kind of thought they were like little crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
They are little crazy people.
Nah, maybe you're onto something here.
I'm pretty sure it was my brother Chris who found Hootie the Hoot Owl that was stuck in a toilet at our farm.
Sorry, you named it?
Yeah, we did.
Hootie the Hoot Owl.
Yeah, that's what he was. We were younger.
That's kid logic naming. Yeah.
So he's like kept on hearing this like hooting sound like an owl hoot.
Like an owl.
And my dad's like, You're hearing things, Chris. I mean it's somewhere. Yeah. He's like, but it was an echo, like this echoing hoot sound.
Huh.
And my dad, because he collects all kinds of stuff, had an extra porcelain seat sitting at the farm.
Yeah.
And that's when Chris and I went looking around for it, and there's this owl that got stuck in the bowl of the toilet. Aww. And it had poor little wing was busted up, so we took care of it and nursed it back to health, and then it flew away.
So he wasn't crazy.
No, he wasn't. He actually did find that the Hootie the Hoot Owl.
Yeah.
And we saved Hootie the Hoot Owl from a life of like toilet.
Of torment.
The toilet death.
In my heart, the way that story was going to go is that Chris was just sitting there, and he kept hearing this, whoo, and he like stood up and looked down. I was like, oh, how'd that get in there?
Number two.
I thought you were going to make some joke like, hootie hoo. Yeah. Some rappers going, in the corner.
It was actually going, no. Don't do it.
It's, who are you? Just bust out into song. You actually find the world's first talking owl. I think I'm sure my dad has a couple stories for me, but I think like a scenario that would be more or less like maybe she's onto something type of thing would be whenever I would try to cook, like throw something together as a kid, I really liked to cook. I really did. And my parents gave me way too much free range in the kitchen, but I would make like weird little concoctions I know that they were good. Well, I guess I'm an adult now, so maybe my parents are just placating me as a kid
was great.
Tasty.
This is fantastic.
But I'm pretty sure I started making this like potato dish that was like potatoes and cheese and parsley and like onions and stuff. It's just...
See, I'm surprised that you didn't...
At like six.
And we may have to ask Storm this, because of your absolute obsession with Storms, that you didn't like walk outside go... I think I smell a storm.
I could definitely sense that when I was a kid.
There's a storm brewing. I know it, Dad.
Storm brewing.
It's like, no, we don't have to worry about it. We don't need to bring our rain jackets or rain boots or an umbrella. We're fine.
It's a Tuesday, and I step outside, and I take a moment, and I turn back, and I look at my dad, and I go, batten down the hatches. We got a storm coming in about 48 hours.
That's not what happened in
48 hours from now.
Versus the great concoctions you made in the kitchen.
You're not far off.
So we want to hear from you your I'll be damned, the kids were right stories.
I'll be damned, they were right. They're not little crazy people.
They're making stuff up.
On Facebook, KX969.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every time.
There's no business
jazz hands going.
She's got her New York ball cap on. Not the Mets or the Yankees, just the M and the Y.
The place.
Just the city, that's it. One of our favorite people, lead center Lauren, is on early today.
Yes.
for a special reason. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're just talking off the air about how her son Luke is a football player, and I'm like very excited about that. But also that he's in theater as well. He's going to be in one of the shows at the Lead Center.
Yes, there's a play about an original play. We're announcing the whole season.
Yay! Yeah,
this morning. But one of them is an original play about the Abraham Lincoln White House.
Oh, wow.
And this, cool. There was this crazy week when Mary Todd Lincoln's sister, who was a Confederate, she got stopped trying to cross state lines and would not renounce the Confederacy, and they didn't know what to do with her because she was...
Wow. So they
sent her to the White House.
They just hold her up at the White House?
Yes, so they just sent her to the White House in the middle of the Civil War to figure out what to do with Mary Todd Lincoln's Confederate sister. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Casual.
That's crazy.
Nothing could have gone wrong there.
There's an original play by a Nebraska playwright about that week that is part of the season.
And that's so interesting. And little Luke Durbin's in it. I'm so excited about that. But this lineup, you guys have got an amazing lineup for this year's season for the Lead Center.
Yes, and it all kicks off with Aaron Watson.
Yeah. Yes! We're super excited about that.
Which we get to partner with you guys on.
Yeah.
And we're
going
to do. So it's the Friday night before, I believe it's the Colorado game.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And so we're going to do a big tailgate outside the Lead Center. And it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Gonna
sell
Kicks a lot of exclusive beer. Lead Center event. Aaron Watson's going to... It'll be a great show. He's always done gangbusters when he comes to town. So what a great get.
That's
to
a great weekend. Watson. I bet we have national people in town for the Colorado game. So it'll be just crazy, Lauren.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, it's just a different venue to see. Because I mean, 2,000 seats to see one of your favorite artists is different than 18,000 seats.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right? So definitely more intimate and in a very cool venue.
Like a little tailgate thing going on beforehand as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
The big red dirt party.
That's what
we're calling it.
Yeah, the big red dirt party.
Right?
Nice.
All right. I like it.
That's okay. So Aaron Watson kicks off the season, but then there's 35 other events in the season. And how you get your Aaron Watson tickets first is by becoming a Create Your Own Season subscriber, which means you get Aaron Watson and you pick any four other events.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, so like I can do Aaron Watson, Beetlejuice, Rent, The Illusionist, and Ishtok Perlman.
Yes, or Back to the Future.
Or Back to the Future or, and something else. Little Mermaid.
A Charlie
Little
Brown Mermaid. Christmas
Charlie
Live
Christmas.
Is coming this holiday season.
Oh, cool.
The Illusionists, which they were on Broadway. It's five illusionists that do just big, spectacular
Sweet.
Magic stuff.
Nice.
And they're doing, it's a The Magic of the Holidays. It's coming right before Christmas.
That's awesome.
So it's like holiday-themed magic spectacular. Alton Brown is coming back. This is his final tour. Foodie Alton Brown. He does a full comedy.
He's very
food, like experiments. So it's like comedy and science and music and all kinds of weirdness. And so this is his last bite. Get it? Tour.
Okay.
That's a great line.
That's pretty
it.
Good.
And
pretty
also
good.
Because people think he looks like a vampire because he just hasn't aged.
I think he's looked about. I mean, he's looked like about 50 for about 20 years.
Him
which is
Paul
fine.
Rudd.
Like, yeah,
I was just
and
going
you,
to
Lauren,
say
well.
Paul
I mean,
Rudd.
People
they
have
said
that
to
about,
be
yeah.
like in cahoots or something with this.
Alton Brown, Paul Rudd, and Lauren.
And just like that.
You
yeah.
look exactly the same as you did back when you were on Channel 8.
Hey,
like, you
sure.
aged at
I think
all.
I saw on this list too Mystic Pizza. Question, is that actually about, like from the rom-com?
100% yes.
Oh, yes!
There is it's brand new. This is actually their pre-Broadway tour. So they're coming to Lincoln before they go to Broadway with this new musical. And it's all 80s music.
So,
okay. Oh, I can't.
Based on the Mystic Pizza movie starring Julia Roberts. Yeah. All of that. And it's all 80s music.
Sweet.
That is so
yes.
cool.
Yes. Oh, and then one other thing that's really interesting. So Johnny Carson's 99th birthday.
I saw that.
Is coming up. And so we're doing a show. It's called Carson Tonight. And it's all of these artists that performed frequently on the Tonight Show. So it's hosted by a comedian named Pat Hazel, but also like Lance Burton, the magician, and some of the Animal People and all
That's
of that.
Awesome.
That's
and then it's using original clips. So Johnny announces
no way
and
acts.
Introduces each of these acts. And then the full UNL
cool.
jazz band is using original charts that the Tonight Show band played from to do all the music.
Like this modern kind of
That's
take.
Interesting.
And it is on Johnny Carson's 99th birthday.
Very neat.
In October.
I love it.
So yeah, so if you want tickets, you just pick any five of those, and you don't have to buy the same number of tickets to any of those shows. Okay. So if you want to do like take the family to Charlie Brown Christmas and do a date night to Back to the Future and get some friends kind of to tickets. Aaron Watson, yeah, whatever works. And then you get 20% off all your tickets.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Do that.
Okay.
Cool,
right.
cool.
Yeah,
right.
So that's the best way to get tickets before anybody else. So the best tickets, and you get a discount. And who doesn't love a discount?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's what the smart shopper would do.
Bargain shop. Bargain shopping.
Well, hey, congratulations. It looks like a fun season. We are very excited to partner with you guys for Aaron Watson.
September 6th. It's going to be fun.
Yep, it's going to be an awesome show. Lead Center Lauren, thank you very much.
Everything May 14th goes on sale.
Thanks,
Get your tickets, leadcenter.org. And it's Workplace Wednesday. And every Wednesday, we like to feature those who listen to us and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, hold on. Yep. We're
Thank
done
you.
Now. We're done now.
Okay.
Yeah.
For listening to
it's
our station.
It's like one
station.
Of those things where the batteries are going out, so you gotta...
I just want to make sure people know how...
Give it a whoop.
How much
a
we
whack.
Thank them for, like, listening to us every day.
Yeah.
And having us on at your workplace.
Well, there's one way we can do that. We can say your names and your businesses and give you little shout-outs here. And there's a second way tied into that. May's Popcorn Bar. When you tell us where you listen while you work, you also... get qualified for some Maize popcorn treats for work. Bring some snackage.
You and your coworkers.
To your coworkers.
Getting hooked up. And all you have to do is tell us who you are, where you're working. You can do a shout out to your coworkers if you want to. And then we let everybody know about you guys and where you're at and stuff.
Riley says, shout out to Sarah at Independent Equipment. I wouldn't know what I'm doing without you. So, aww. Sarah, you are very, very important to keeping those wheels turning, it sounds like, for Riley.
BTW Independent Equipment at 2800 West O Street. Or 2700 West O Street.
Okay.
But it's out of West O Street.
BT Dubs.
I just want to make sure people know.
And then our friends Jennifer and Heather. It never fails.
Constantly competing.
UNL Animal Science. Heather, shout out to Jennifer. And it says, who needs a popcorn bar at work? They've been trying so hard. Jennifer, likewise, shout out to Heather. Really wants popcorn.
When they win, if we actually let that happen, because we love this little battle.
Yeah, we've been
on.
Gatekeeping it this whole time. You're on to us. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We need to, like, deliver it to them that time.
At this point, and I also wonder if there's going to be, like, some, like, low-key animosity between them for who actually wins it.
Who's
like,
the
who's
winner?
Pulled, like, between Jennifer and Heather.
That'd be fantastic.
How did you win and I didn't? What the heck? Colonel Nicole, Army/Air Force National Guard HR.
Nice.
Shout out Colonel Nicole. And then also Brooke at Madonna Rehab Hospital. Shout out to Charisse from Brooke. And there's Ashlyn at, I'm going to try to say this, Koshien Family Dental. It's Koshien.
Oh.
I'm assuming it's Koshien Family Dental.
I think you're right.
But, yeah, thank you, Ashlyn, for listening while you're working and making the teeths look good, I'm assuming.
We also might have to make a trip to Loosedale, Mississippi.
Okay.
Sabrina Brewer at Keith Superstore at Philly Station and Country Store in Mississippi. Put their name in.
Wait, what?
Sabrina Brewer, Keith Superstore, Loosedale, Mississippi.
Loosedale.
So they're listening to us down in Mississippi.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I looked it up.
That's crazy.
Hi, Mississippi. Thanks for...
hello.
Thanks for... I mean, we may have to make a trek with some popcorn for
Keith's
you.
Keith's Superstore.
Keith's Superstore.
Now
I don't know.
I'm
going to
go on a deep dive.
I know. Thank you for listening to us in Mississippi and also
no
here in Nebraska.
Way.
Yeah. Like, hello, Sabrina. How's it going? Hopefully you're having a good morning.
My mind is boggled.
We do have listeners that listen to us other than just in Nebraska.
I know. I'm just
like, we got some Canadian friends. We got some British friends. Now we have friends in Mississippi.
Look, listen. The food, I mean,
they probably have the best roller dogs ever.
I went to Louisiana. So, you know, by proximity, I'm only assuming, and I've just heard through the grapevine, Mississippi's got some really good food.
I bet they got the best. Oh, apparently they're you can make your own favorite milkshake there.
At Keith's Superstore?
Best barbecue pulled pork sandwiches around.
You just sold me.
corn dogs and more. So, yeah.
They got wheels!
Gators!
We're going to Mississippi.
Okay. Hey, if you want to be a part of Workplace Wednesday, it's real easy to do. Go to our website, KZKX.com, and you can be in on the fun. Our one big thing is a big announcement we had. Lead center Lauren in at 8 o'clock this morning. And she let us know about the Lead Center new season lineup, which is outstanding.
It is so awesome.
With like Dear Evan Hansen, Back to the Future, Beetlejuice.
Rent.
Charlie Brown, Wait, Christmas. Right? Yeah, Rent's in there too. Yeah.
Mystic Pizza, the 80s rom-com. Yeah.
And then also, our buddy Aaron Watson is going to be a part of the fun with the show.
We are so excited.
We're
never
going out of style. Yeah, that is a big party. The night before the Colorado game.
Yes.
And go ahead. Sorry.
September 6th. So if you're looking for a date for that, that's September 6th. Put it in your calendar.
It is literally the first thing they're doing with the new season.
Yeah.
So we'll all get to be a part of that. I think we've got the big red dirt party that we're going to have beforehand. One more details about that coming up. But
yeah, so that big red dirt party is a tailgate.
Yes. Pre the show, which will be a fantastic thing. And that Friday night before the Colorado game, going to be a lot of people hanging out for that.
Oh, so. Heck yeah.
As of right now, the way you can get Aaron Watson tickets is by going and you can pick like five different shows.
It's four or five.
I think it's five. Let me double check.
I think it's five with that one. I think it's five in total with that.
Yeah, but that one plus four others in the lineup for the new season. It's
like a pick your own package type of thing. You build it
yourself. Create your own season package.
You get 20% off when you do that. And this gets you in before anyone else for the Aaron Watson seating and stuff. So you get like really good tickets and really great seats and stuff. And then plus you also get to save really big on like the whole season.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Any five or more events and you save 20% off.
Yeah. So it'd be Aaron Watson plus four.
There you go. So if you want to be a part of that, that's how you can get Aaron Watson as of right now. We will have tickets to give away as well. You'll be able to buy just regular tickets coming up a little bit later on.
Yeah, but you want the good seats.
Dang right.
So you want to save money on all these great shows coming to the lead. This is your opportunity.
Well, she sold us on the Carson Tonight thing with it's Johnny Carson's 99th birthday.
Yeah.
And they're going to legit recreate his show on stage.
Yeah, with guests that frequented it. And
yeah.
I think she said the UNL Jazz Band will be using original sheet music for all the stuff. Yeah, very cool. Thing.
So if you want to get on all the fun, choose your own season with the Lead Center, go to leadcenter.org/season, and Aaron Watson will be in there with us, a Kix exclusive event to kick off the Lead Center 2024-25 season. Tomorrow we'll be back with a Dinner Doubleman, all new one. We'll get you JP Mex's guest and more. If you'd like to win some John Chris tickets to see him at the Rococo, you can do that on our Facebook page with our posts up there now.
Sure can.
At KZKX969, and we will see you mañana.
The best way to wake up.
Wake up, y'all.
They're Nebraska's number one morning show.
You're listening to JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick.